at the end. Okay, so we'll be learning more in Ayin, Parshas Sav, because we want to do the Torahs on Pesach, even though it's Masorah. We did a little bit of Masorah last week. Pesach Hu Zeruah Mina. We said that the Pesach is the right hand. It's the aspect of Chesed, beginning of the what we just learned. We're just going to go over it. Very important to go over Torah, to internalize it. Now, Hashem reveals the Chesedim in this world, the kindness in the world, and you get your energy, vitality for the whole year. And this is what's being drawn down Pesach in the middle of the Seder. With all the different things we do Pesach, the Chachamim said that Pesach's judged on Tavua. So all the mazonos that we get for the whole year, Nizon Bechasto Godo, it all comes through this Bechino, this aspect of kindness. That's how Hashem defines Tavua. V'zeu, Pesach Nolad Yitzhak. So this is where we get to the other concept that Yitzhak is born Lel Seder also. So he comes down, Yitzhak Avinu, and he's the Midas of Gavura, Midas of Din. So what's going on here? We said in truth, we said Pesach draws down the kindness for the whole year. And isn't it that we see all the time things that happen to us that are mixed up with kindness and generally where they don't seem so much kindness, like we just mentioned when we were learning before the idea of the missiles. It's a chesed Hashem, that Hashem saved us from all of them. But it's not a chesed Hashem that they came and scared people and messed up people's schedule for 2 days and all the different political ramifications, we don't know what's going to be, all the doubts and, you know, how are we going to respond, etc. The whole situation, it's actually hidden, the chesed, once you've been saved from the missiles. So there's a lot of other things that came about. We were woken up in the middle of the night, the trauma, PTSD for all the people that went through October 7th, suddenly they're being awakened again to boomings and the house is shaking and all this nightmare stuff. So we say this idea that the chesed is hidden inside the situations we're in. So what's going on? So like, so he brings an example from Chazal, from Yevamos, this idea of being mafanis, a sick wife. Yeah, you're helping her eat. So we know that all the food and drink, Chazanus Olam, yeah, is with chesed, b'chein b'chesed. So we're trying to feed. But the Chachamim say that the Shechina surrounds this person, helps this person, Shechina. We mentioned it from Tehillim. The Shechina comes in and dwells in that person. Like it, specifically, even though we know the Chet of Hashem fills the whole world, but when someone's going through something, the Shechina comes more. Like when you're going through a hard moment, the Shechina's revelation comes more. So when this person's sick, even though it seems like dinim, but really there's a chesed within it because the Shechina is more sure. So we get the mitzvah of Bikacholim or all these other things that come out of it. We see that Hashem fills this world with kindness, and even though the Pesach, we said before that he was Nolad Yitzhak, and we said that's the Dilim. So we have all the Dilim also Nolad on Pesach. So what's happening? So we said the Chesed is Besocho, the Chesed is inside it, and even a sick person is hidden inside the Chesed, and with that, that's how we will heal. And that's why then we go on to say that in Nisan, we will be redeemed. Right? Why would we be redeemed in Nisan? Because we said there was a kitrug on the yam, that these guys, the Mitzvim and Bnei Yisrael, both of them were Zerah. Yeah, so how can it be that we were redeemed? Yeah, so what's the answer? Ach b'Mitzrayim, Asa Yisrael, Kol Seder B'Layla, Kavod K'Sarasa, K'mo She'anu Oisim, Sapim B'Siyas Yisrayim, by us saying the Yitzhiyas Yisrayim, that's showing us that we're Ma'minim, certainly, and then why, through Amunah, we come out. Says the rabbi in front of us said this week, he got up on Sunday and he says, Misha Niknis Ada, Marbim Basimcha. Misha Niknis Nisan, Marbim Ba'amuna. Yeah, we have to increase our Muna. This is the time. So the Koyach of Amuna is Paul, the Koyach of Amuna of saying Maminim, who say out the Siyas Mitzrayim, do Magid, do the Seder of Seder night, the Hashem will for sure redeem us and take us out. And what did we say? What does it mean that he's going to redeem us? We said there's two kinds of redemptions. There's two kinds of redeeming. There's the general, the nation, and then there's the individual. And the most beautiful thing, even if someone's going through Yisurim, Hashem's going to take us out through the Chesodim that he draws down in Nisan, and in the future we will be redeemed, the Gamrei. So it's good times, basically. Hashem's helping us during this time of Chodesh Nisan, during this time of Pesach Yemina, Zerod Yemina, that Hashem's going to take us out of all the judgments, all the difficulties, and give us the Gula Shlema, but it also has to come on a Gula Prati level as well. Each of us individually have to dump for our own Gula, the Gala Nafshi. We have to, every Lel Shabbos, we say Gala Nafshi. We have to try really dumb for Hashem to redeem us every week, to redeem us from whatever we're going through, to give us the ability to deal with our challenges. You know, if we've got Shalom Bayis challenges, Hinuch challenges, Panasa challenges, Yeshiva Das challenges, whatever it is, mental well-being, all these different things. We ask Hashem constantly to redeem us. We believe He will. And this is a time where it's Mesugul for that redemption to take place. And that's a big chizik. Agreed?
Yes,
Baruch Hashem. I think that was a pretty clear summary.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's important to do that. But just do one more little shtickle from the Moronim. I'm going to read it if you don't mind. Chametz Pesach b'mashul. You're not allowed to have on chametz even a little bit. Yeah, on Pesach, even a little bit. Even a little bit of chametz, you're not allowed to have on Pesach. Mashul. The Kedusha Nikra b'shem matzah. You mentioned the idea of matzah, shame, three times shame ma. Yeah, it's connected to the Nefesh, Ruach, and Shama. Lechem is three times shame avaya. But then we get a new level of shame avaya, a bigger gilui of the shame ma. This is the shame of bittul. We mentioned that that's one of the kings. The keys to Pesach is to get to the level of bittul. The klipa nikras b'shem chametz. And what's the klipa? The shell, the external forces. This is the name of chametz. Ein chilek b'neim rak, mashu. What's the mashu? Shebein ches lahay. What's the difference between a ches and a hay? A little shtickle, a little bit of ink. Yeah, wow. And that little bit of ink, that's is three. It's also gematria three, which is keneged, taiva, kovid, kina. They say those three things that take a person out of the world.
How is it
keneged? Get rid of those, because it's the gematria difference between matzah and chametz is three. Ches that's and hay.
Oh, hay is five.
Though. Five and ches is hay. Ches, the ches is eight.
So the difference between ches and hay is three.
Three. So you get rid of those three bad midas, kina, taiva, kovid, and then you've got matzah. And now he brings some deep Kabbalah Zachin of how you change around the osius, Aleph to Ches and Hey to Ayin. It's a whole thing to do with the pronunciation. You're turning the Ches into what? Into the Hey. That's this form of changing osius. We're changing now the Ches into the Hey. Getting rid of that little marshal of gaiva or whatever it is, and we're able to now have a neshama dik of food. A food that heals us with emuna. It's called an azam malchus de munasa. It's food of emuna. It's also called malchus de asva, which is food of healing. The matzah heals us, it gives us increased emuna. This is the chag of emuna, says the Svarim. By understanding how Hashem works with the chesed and the gevuras, and being Mamin and Hashem, He's going to take us out of all our problems. That in itself is a pole, Yeshua's. And, he's just one more little shtickle here. Turn the page. He says, Zel, Sha'amra, Zel, in Shabbos, Habala Tami Sinai, so Habala Tami Poschim. You come to get purified, Hashem will help him. You come to Natama yourself, God forbid, Hashem will open up the door. So it's all up to what you want. You see, what you're coming for. If you're coming here to get purity, you'll get Hashem will help you. If you're coming for, you know, to become a big boss in Olam Hazeh and have a bunch of, you know, who knows what around you, Hashem can help you. There's a lot of successful Jews in the wrong world. Yeah? Mm. Yeah, it's up to what we want.
I saw it in Ari Kaplan, I forget who he was quoting, but yeah. That's the Pesukim in Ashrei.
Korav Hashem.
Kol Korav, Kol Shikru B'Emet.
Put him out with
that. And then it chronologically follows it. They'll ask for the thing and then realize that it wasn't what they needed.
Yeah.
They'll go down that open door of Taiva,
yeah.
And then they'll cry out, and that's when he's going to hear Vel Shem and save them.
Well, save them. So those guys will get saved also. Very good. And we learn out from this that those who want to do something, they're able to do it to metame themselves. Imkain, hai misayinai so. Im Cain, behold, he's helping them. Avo perishu lehefech. Habale tamei she yetzara amare lo shuhu mitzvah. Machlif lo bein ches lehei. Yeah, poschin lo. Marin lo she hei sarach lios petuach lamala. So he starts telling him that it's the other, it's like a ches. He makes the hei that he needs to be open lamala. Why? Why does it need to be open lamala? Marin lo shuhu mitzvah machlif lo bein ches lehei. He's changing the ches to the hey to open up to him that it appears to be open lamana. So he can go do all these tamidika things. But really, the point is the opposite. We want Hashem to help us to purify ourselves, not to go through the Pesach and come to Tumah Chas Shalom. So Hashem's going to help us what we want. That's really what it comes down to. So obviously what we have to want the matzah. I mean, this matzah is going to heal us. And the chametz is going to take us away from, especially Pesach time. And there's some people, tzaddikim, they eat matzah every Shabbos following Pesach to bring that energy continue on throughout the weeks of till Shavuos.
I thought that was just because of leftovers.
Yeah, that's could be. There's also Pesach Sheni, you have a bit more matzah then. The matzah has a kach to it, and we shouldn't underestimate it. And we should realize that it's helping us get close to Hashem, which is what it's about. And Hashem should give us the kach to internalize the matzah inside of us. It's one of the few mitzvahs we eat. And so I think it's the only mitzvah nowadays of the raisa which we actually eat the raisa, eat the kedusha. Sukkah, excuse me, we have to eat in a sukkah with chametz. You know, we have to eat challah and things in a sukkah. It's also derisive, but it's not the same as the actual food itself is derisive.
So that's a leisure with sukkah.
Mm.
Mitzvah's dwelling in the sukkah.
Exactly. It's all tali on the sukkah, whereas this is al achila, it's mats. Very good. Yes. So you came just in time.
Doesn't mean there's like no kedusha in challah. It's just in matzah there's higher kedusha.
Yes, a higher level tikkun of achila.
Right. Even if we did, like, if we had to eat matzah in the sukkah, it would take away the chashivas of the matzah.
Right.
If you, in a way, like eating matzah outside of Pesach,
yeah,
the whole chashiv, the whole kedusha of matzah, it's in this man of Pesach.
You're right. You're right. There is this man, but there is this Indian of the Shabbos is following Pesach. Because I'll tell you why.
To eat matzah.
Says in the Sfarim.
Way,
says in the Sfarim that there's a mihab matzah all the way to Shavuos. Is that what you guys do?
No, Sfarim, we make hamotzi on matzah only during Pesach.
Oh, wow.
The year it's
Mizonot. Oh, wow. Yeah. So there you go. So they have their way of making a chilek.
So what does that make? That
but
means
for
that
the Ashkenazim, for the Chassidim,
we,
it's true, it isn't, but we still mamshe because one of the reasons is, it says in Svarim, the Pesach, first night you say Shachyanu, and the next Shachyanu you only say is going to be all the way when you get to Shavuos. So they say that the 7 weeks of Tzvira is Chol HaMoed time, and therefore we mamshe Pesach all the way up to Shavuos.
So you have matzah during the this man,
we have on Shabbos, a little bit of Shabbos.
Yeah.
I didn't follow the ayin and aleph.
Yeah. That's a changing of osis because the ayin, the ches, the hey comes from the same part of pronunciation. So
ayin
they're
and
interchangeable. Now ayin and aleph, yeah, they come from the same, and ches and hey, they come from the same
like
place.
Ayin, seen it.
But what's the relationship between ches and hey to ayin aleph?
It's a concept of change. It's like you have atbash. You have this concept of different ways of formulating osius, so that ayin and hey, ches, hey, there's an each letter has that base and pay, they're all interchangeable because they've got the same pronunciation. It's such a concept.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a different ways of formulating the osius. I think Shkamar Shabbos brings these concepts.
Interesting.
Yeah, but the main akura is that the hey and the ches are very interchangeable. The key is it shouldn't be for the Pesach for the Eitz Hara. It should be for the getting rid of the Eitz Hara. So we get to the Kedusha of Matzah. And Rav Sodik says, Kedusha Zechila comes from Mechilas Matzah. And he says that it's a tikkun of Chei and Marishan. So by us eating Matzah Lel Seder, we can fix up a little bit more the Chei of and Marishan.
Wow.
By eating him a Kedusha of Torah. It says Rav Sodik brings it. He has whole Torahism.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking like how just the name Pesach.